Question from Manasi Machha Mataji. Machhi Mataji. I had dreams of Krishna sometimes at night in which he wants me to do something. At morning I forget the dream. What should I do to know what he wants? Answer. We can just focus primarily on practicing the process of devotional service, and that is ultimately essentially what Krishna wants us to do, which he has given us in the scriptures. Now, Krishna is not a God who wants to make life difficult for us, that he will give us messages that are complex and inaccessible or incomprehensible, and then he wants us to figure out the message and do things. No, Krishna has given very clear, straightforward directives in the Bhagavad Gita, which we can understand by studying in the association of devotees. And that should be our primary practice of devotional service. So now, we might have dreams about Krishna, and if we are having dreams about Krishna, it's certainly better, much, much better than having dreams which are, sometimes people have some frightening dreams, or sometimes people have dreams about sense gratification. So dreams about Krishna are much, much better. And in that sense, we can feel grateful to Krishna for having come in, even in our dreams. But if Krishna wants us to do something specific, then he will generally not use these sort of tenuous means where the communication is very difficult and unreliable. He will primarily give us messages through the scriptures, through the devotees. And so we don't have to get too worried that we are not following some instruction of Krishna which he wants to give to us. We just focus on primarily practicing the process of devotional service. And if sometimes we get dreams in which we are able to recollect later on what Krishna wants us to do, at that time also we need to evaluate whether what is told in the dream is compatible with what Krishna has told us in the scriptures through Guru Sadhu Shastra. One time in the early days of the movement, one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, "Prabhupada, you came in my dream yesterday and you told me to smoke marijuana. Marijuana is a drug." So Prabhupada said, "That was not me. That was Maya who had come in my garb." So Prabhupada said, "Don't do this at all." So another time, one devotee said, "Prabhupada, when I chant Hare Krishna, I see a white light. What should I do?" Prabhupada said, "Keep chanting Hare Krishna, the light will go away." So Srila Prabhupada in general did not give too much importance to these sort of paranormal subjective aspects of devotional service. If they are anukul to bhakti, we can use them. So otherwise we don't have to bother too much about them. For Srila Prabhupada himself, in his dream, his spiritual master came and told him that, "Focus on your preaching, you need to take sannyas now." Now in general, that was in agreement with the overall Vedic culture and the expectation in that culture that one should dedicate, one renounce the world and focus on God towards the later part of one's life. And that was also compatible with the overall instruction, that the specific instruction that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had given Srila Prabhupada, that you should preach. So then Srila Prabhupada took that instruction seriously. So it's certainly possible that Krishna can come in our dreams and he can guide us, but we shouldn't focus too much on that possibility right now. If we can't remember, don't bother too much. Focus on remembering the instruction that Krishna has given us through Guru Sadhu Shastra. And if we can remember, even then we should check the instructions with what Krishna has given in Guru Sadhu Shastra. And then, if they are in agreement, then we can apply those things in our spiritual life. There is a elaborate talk on what exactly are dreams on this site. So if you search for that, you will get a link to that. Just give a search for dreams. And you can hear that to get a broader understanding of what dreams are and how they actually come about. Thank you.